Have you ever stood at the threshold of a new year, feeling that familiar mix of hope and skepticism? That quiet voice whispering, maybe this time things will really change, followed immediately by the cynical retort, yeah, right, just like last year. This internal tug of war reveals something profound. We're caught between our longing for transformation and our resignation to repetition. The truth is, most of us approach each year with vague wishes rather than conscious intent. We hope things will somehow improve without fundamentally shifting how we show up in our lives. But what if transformation isn't about waiting for circumstances to align? What if your best year doesn't require a new job, relationship, or location, but rather a radical commitment to becoming your highest expression right where you are? This isn't about positive thinking or vision boards collecting dust. It's about installing new operating software into your psyche, the kind that gives you access to capabilities you didn't know existed. Like a sculptor who sees the masterpiece hidden within rough marble, you already contain everything needed for an extraordinary year. The question isn't whether you have what it takes, it's whether you're willing to chip away the limitations obscuring your potential. Most people operate on default programming installed decades ago. Unconscious intents like don't get hurt or play it safe act as invisible fences, confining you to familiar territory. You consciously want adventure or success, yet remain mysteriously stuck. This disconnect isn't a character flaw, it's unconscious programming battling your conscious desires. Creating meaningful change requires consciously installing a new intent and reinforcing it daily. Think of intent as the organizing principle for all your choices, the compass orienting every decision. When you commit to making this your best year, you establish a new gravitational center around which everything orbits. Research shows it takes 28 days to rewire behavior. You'll need to consciously choose your intent multiple times daily before it becomes automatic. Intent isn't about forcing outcomes through willpower. It's about setting clear coordinates and allowing life to unfold organically. When you declare your intent openly by speaking it, writing it, and embodying it, you create an energetic field that naturally attracts supporting people and circumstances. Your intent becomes so integrated that it guides choices without conscious effort. We've mastered postponing joy, mentally rehearsing scenarios that never materialize while ignoring our present lives. This fantasy living creates paralysis. We're so busy imagining how great things will be once we achieve X that we miss opportunities to feel fulfilled now. Here's the uncomfortable truth. We're not chasing external achievements, but the feelings we believe they'll deliver. Whether seeking fame, perfect relationships, or career success, ask, how do I think I'll feel once I achieve this? The answer, significance, security, love, freedom, reveals what we're actually seeking. The liberating insight? Those feelings don't require external validation. Consider the woman who published her first bestseller after years of dreaming. Instead of sustained joy, she found exhaustion and depression. Realizing she'd been chasing feelings of importance she could have given herself through daily self-acknowledgement. By identifying the feelings we seek, we can give ourselves those emotional experiences now rather than postponing them. When you satisfy emotional needs directly, you pursue goals from wholeness rather than lack. Your achievements become expressions of who you are rather than desperate attempts to become someone different. To create an extraordinary year, craft a vision ambitious enough to excite you, yet specific enough to guide daily actions. This vision should demand you become your biggest, best self, starting now. Vision and passion are inseparable. When rooted in compelling vision, you gain the stamina to achieve what matters most. The encouraging truth: each quality you desire already exists within you, perhaps hidden by limiting beliefs. Cliff's vision required spontaneity and confidence, so despite his terror, he enrolled in improvisation classes that transformed him from spotlight avoider to someone comfortable with uncertainty. Danielle wanted financial security but lacked responsibility, so she created a detailed financial plan and met regularly with an advisor, developing these exact qualities and transforming her relationship with money. Transformation occurs through consistent, intentional practice. Maria became a writer by committing to 30 minutes of daily writing, gradually building to 2 hours. James developed leadership through practicing active listening and seeking feedback. By identifying which aspects need nourishment and taking daily actions to strengthen them, you naturally move toward your vision. Before building your best year, clear away obstacles from your past. Like preparing soil before planting, creating a clean slate provides essential foundation for growth. Unresolved conflicts, unfulfilled promises, and unrealized dreams breed resignation, manifesting as cynicism, sarcasm, or hopelessness that diverts us from our potential. Closure equals freedom. Holding on to resentments, regrets, and guilt creates energetic roadblocks that attract similar unwanted experiences, like reliving the same day until we shift our perspective. Identify incomplete situations, acknowledge their impact, and take necessary action even when uncomfortable. We can't depend on others for closure. We must claim it ourselves. This might mean difficult conversations, making amends, forgiving others and yourself, or making peace with unchangeable situations. Only by completing unfinished business can you create the clean slate necessary for drafting your greatest life. Identify your no-cookie zones, habitual patterns that derail progress. These alluring byways offer no rewards. Thoughts, habits, excuses, and behaviors keeping you from your best life. They masquerade as harmless choices, eating a donut on day 3 of your diet, buying unnecessary items when in debt, or gossiping instead of working. The most destructive pattern is excuses, absolute dead ends preventing responsibility. Unless something makes it physically impossible, it's just I won't disguised as I can't. Negative internal dialogue dictates behaviors and tells you what you can achieve. Most dangerously, we mistake this chatter for truth. Well-conceived plans provide peace of mind. The moment you put your plan on paper, anxiety subsides. Effective goals must be specifically defined, measurable, time-bound, realistic, within your control, and supported by clear action plans. Select just 2 goals that will make your year extraordinary. Prioritizing prevents accomplishing nothing. Integrity anchors, daily, weekly, or monthly practices, keep you grounded and focused on your goals. When aligned with your integrity, you feel secure. When not, insecurity creeps in. Following these anchors builds courage, self-esteem, and transparency. High self-esteem radiates magnetic energy that attracts what you desire. Our outer world mirrors our inner world. Most of us let life's moments slip by unnoticed. By consciously claiming 2 special moments each day, you accumulate over 700 significant memories yearly. Living in service creates profound fulfillment. Dedicating yourself as an example for others, whether children, mentees, or those in need, gives you strength to overcome limitations. Living with passion generates more energy than living below your potential. When you engage your whole body, mind, and soul, you fill yourself with positive energy that replenishes rather than depletes you. The best year of your life awaits, not in some distant future, but in the choices you make today. Stop waiting for perfect circumstances. This is your moment to step fully into the life you were meant to live.